Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The next question for consideration tonight deals with free will. Does the Scripture make a definite argument for free will, free moral agency of mankind? If you talk to many in the religious world, you will find that a majority of them will believe in some sort of a mystical and miraculous working of the Holy Spirit to bring mankind unto God. In fact, Calvin popularized that idea very much so while he was here. And in fact, John Calvin mistook the context of John chapter 6, verse 44, to say that no one can come to God unless they are drawn by the Spirit. That context does teach that. But friends, note also verse 45, "For all those who are taught of God are drawn unto Him." Calvin did not factor in verse 45 of John chapter 6 in that. Why? Because he did not believe in free moral agency. He did not believe in us having free will to choose God or not. As we think with regard to the creatures that God has created, I believe that there is a distinction certainly between man and beast. Take into consideration beast. The beasts of the field, they operate pretty much so. I'm going to have to bring up all my slides to get what I'm looking for. The animals operate largely by instinct, that is inherited behavior. It's according to the nature by which they have been created. A lot of that is a protective instinct, that is a God-given, put into them. And therefore, they're able to watch out for the other animals, even for hunters and such, if you would, that would look to them, to hunt them, to kill them, to take their life. In that then, too, a lot of times is that some animals are just wild in nature, and therefore they will attack, not thinking, but rather they will just attack because that's their instinct, that's their inherent behavior. Man's function in life are much different than that. Humans, according to what the Bible teaches us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, we have been created after the very image of God. And that passage is important to bring out to the fact that we know that God has free moral agency Himself. He chooses Himself, did He not, even in creation, who would be able to have free moral agency? The animals do not, but we do. He chooses in creation who will have a soul and who will not. Animals do not have a soul. But man does. So therefore, we have been created after the image of God. And if God is a spirit with free moral agency, then we are human beings with free moral agency. Somebody says, well, Kevin, that argument's not good enough. Let's go on. Think about some of the commandments of God. Every command issued to man, I believe, presupposes his power to either accept or to reject our God. Take into consideration what is given in the book of Matthew chapter 23 and verse 37. In regard to Israel, God worked diligently in times of old to gather them together as a hen gathers her chicks. But what is Jesus identifying the context there? But you were not willing. God was working diligently to gather them together, to let them to bring them to understand that they were His chosen people and that they could have salvation in complying to His will. But what does He say? You were not willing. That's free moral agency, is it not? He didn't force it upon them. He gave them the opportunity to choose, and they chose not to comply with the will of our God. Turn with me also to the book of John chapter 5. John chapter 5 and verse 39. John chapter 5 and verse 39 is a very familiar passage to us. It is given sometimes in classes and in sermons and such, and rightly so. He says, "You search the Scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of Me." This context would speak with reference to the way in which Jesus is presented in the Old Testament Scripture, because the New Testament has not been written at this point. Therefore, these people in the context were searching the things that have been written before. And in that then, he says, they do testify of me. If you want to know about Jesus to begin with, read and study the Old Testament. Brother James Meadows, as I was going through the School of Preaching years ago, he has put together a paper that shows Jesus in every book of the Old Testament, the way in which Jesus is represented in the Old Testament books. And that is not an exhaustive list, but rather that is a very concise list. Jesus is spoken of in a number of ways in various times in the Old Testament Scripture. And therefore, Jesus is certainly accurate, certainly being deity, but also the fact of what He's laying forward here before them is that the things of old speak of Him. But know what He says in verse 40 and how this would pertain or relate to our free will. He says, "But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life." He says, God's revealed His will to you all along. But He says, in regard to you and obtaining eternal life, you're not going to have it. Why? Because you're not willing to do so. Free moral agency, is it not? Friends, also, as we think with regard to this, in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, John identified in this context. He says, "He that will, let him take of the water." If we do not have free moral agency, then John would have been wrong, or John would be wrong, in saying "he that will," because hence the water would be there and forced upon man if free moral agency or free will is taken out of this. Rather, John is given revelation and speaking by way of inspiration to identify that those who are coming to God certainly have free moral agency to choose whether they will accept or whether they will reject the way that God has for mankind.